Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, and welcome to episode 41 of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, executive editor of Total Retail. Today I'm joined by Jake Nickel, founder and CEO of Threadless, an online retailer that sells a collection of t-shirts, art prints, iPhone cases, home decor, and more, featuring unique designs by the global Threadless artist community. We're going to be discussing how Threadless is optimizing the shopping experience for its customers. Thanks for joining me, Jake.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So first off, can you just tell our audience a little bit about Threadless? Maybe, you know, when was the company founded? What are the primary products you sell? Your target demographic? Just some info for our customers to learn a little bit about Threadless.
Sure, yeah. We started in November of 2000, so we've been around about 16 years. First 2 to 6 years even, it was really kind of a hobby, a side project, and we did a lot of web design work for clients, and Threadless was kind of proof that we knew how to build an e-commerce website. We've since grown to where we are today. We sell millions of products every year, mostly t-shirts, although we are recently expanding into a ton of other product categories, like you mentioned. All sorts of other apparel, home goods, accessories, all that good stuff. And right now we're working on a project called Artist Shops that allows anybody to set up their own white-labeled e-commerce website that uses our logistics. So we manufacture all your products, we ship them for you, and handle all customer service, product photography, everything. And it's totally free, called Artist Shops.
Yeah, really interesting. Sort of two unique and distinct segments of the business there. So let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges as an online retailer that Threadless is facing. Maybe you mentioned that you're sort of expanding into some new product categories or some of the other things that are really a day-to-day challenge. And then what are some of the solutions you're trying to put in place to kind of alleviate those pain points?
So being around as an e-commerce company for 16 years, definitely mobile, the transition to mobile has been on top of our minds recently. And then on the other side, on the product development side, there's been a ton of innovation that's happened within make-on-demand printing, which has spawned a lot of competition. We believe that really what we're the best at is being the best online art community on the internet. Where if you're an artist who wants to share and monetize your work, you can come to Threadless to do that. And we took inventory on most of our products for many years, but on-demand printing has gotten so great that you can make a high-quality product without taking inventory and just, you know, producing it when the customer orders it. So we've been thinking a lot about that lately as well.
You mentioned that you're an online art community, really a resource for them. I'm curious then, how have you gone about building that community, and you know, what kind of marketing channels have you used? What's really the way that you communicate with your community and continue to grow it?
It's really been just a lot of organic word of mouth. For the first 8 years that we were in business, we didn't spend a dollar on marketing. Everything was artists submitting designs and then them sharing those designs with their followers in order to get printed. And so if you heard about Threadless in the first 8 years, it was likely either from, you know, a publication where you read about it, or a friend. And it was just a very long, slow building, you know, just real relationship building with artists from all around the world.
You mentioned in one of your answers to the challenges, you know, the impact that mobile is having on not just Threadless, but the entire online retail industry. Curious specifically what you've done to sort of account for that growth in mobile shopping and how you're looking to serve customers that are increasingly using their phones for not only shopping, but now even more so making transactions as well.
Yeah, so, well, first of all, we think about it definitely across desktop, tablet, and mobile. It's been really interesting to see how conversion rate on mobile for us is a little bit lower than desktop, but conversion rate on tablet is actually way higher than desktop. So we've been thinking about both of those channels. But A lot of what we have been doing is creating a much more sticky experience on mobile. We have following and notification features where if you follow an artist and they submit a new design, we notify you to go score that design. And there's a lot of little, you know, bite-sized actions that you can take place in the Threadless community. We're more than just a shopping website. You can also go there for inspiration of, you know, all the design work. For every one design that we print on Threadless, there's 1,000 more designs that are submitted that are little bits of content that spread around the internet. We've also developed a mobile app to make that experience more sticky, and then just breaking down as many barriers as we possibly can in the user experience when it comes to checkout on mobile, making that process as smooth as possible so you don't have to type in everything every time you try to buy something.
I'm interested in specifically the tablet, and you mentioned the conversion rate's higher on tablet than desktop. Any theories as to why that's the case for Threadless?
I mean, I feel like the tablet is very much a consuming device where you're not really looking to get work done on tablet. It's more like you're looking to be entertained or to shop or, you know, see cool stuff online.
Yeah.
So I think people are in that mindset when they're using their tablet, where, and it's a little bit less rushed where it would be with the phone, where you kind of want to pick it up, do something, and set it down. You can really sit at the tablet and just be entertained and, or shop for a while.
Question around your payment options on your site. You mentioned checkout. You've working with PayPal. How has that helped present a better shopping experience for your Threadless's customers? And then not only on desktop and tablet, but also mobile as well. Can you speak to, you know, sort of your work with PayPal?
Sure, yeah. So when you check out on Threadless, you have two options, check out with PayPal or check out with your credit card. And actually, both of those options, we use PayPal. PayPal's Payflow Pro merchant gateway is who we use on the back end for credit card processing. And we have really since, I think, 2002. We've stuck with that for a long time. It was originally through VeriSign. I think PayPal acquired VeriSign. But the rates have always been great for that. And, you know, it's been reliable. And on the checkout with PayPal button, that's something that we actually integrated maybe only 4 years ago or so. We were kind of late to the game on that one. But I was surprised, like, I mean, literally the first month that we integrated that button, 50% of our transactions were coming through that. And I think, you know, if you can click that button and just connect with an account that you already have set up with all your payment information, why would you want to go through a normal checkout and fill that stuff all out again? It makes perfect sense. And it's definitely been impactful on mobile as well, where, you know, last thing you want to do is type in a whole bunch of detailed information using that little keyboard on your phone.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of led right in then to the final question I have, Jake, is business benefits that Threadless has realized from offering PayPal. It seems like, you know, higher conversion rate might be one result, and then also maybe, you know, lower abandon rate when you get to checkout. Can you talk about business benefits?
Yeah, like I said, on mobile, just making the process a lot smoother, and then on just on the gateway side, definitely the rates have been solid, and our payments aren't held up for long periods of time. The other thing that we use PayPal for that's been a huge benefit to the business is paying our artist community. So we used to cut checks every month to thousands of people for their artist payments, and now we use PayPal mass payments where we just dump a CSV file into there and it pays all of our artist community and like one click. It's super simple.
It's probably saved time and money. Were you mailing those
checks
out?
Yeah,
I guess, yeah. So you're saving money on the postage and your time.
Exactly.
Great. Well, some really interesting information there from Jake Nickel of Threadless. I want to thank him for his time. Please check out our podcast channel page, mytotalretail.com/podcast for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on iTunes and Stitcher, but make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. Lastly, please follow us on Twitter at MyTotalRetail or on Facebook at facebook.com/MyTotalRetail. Thanks, and I look forward to you joining us on the next episode of Total Retail Talks.